Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Meadows. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Lee Meadows. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kyler for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gooch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Grimm reaches third base with a triple. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Beck reaches second base with a double. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Adams reaches second base with a double. Beck scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 1 in the game. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wehner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pick for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive towards short. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler strikes out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grantham hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wehner tags and moves to third. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 2 in the game. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wehner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pick for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows fires to first and picks off Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch strikes out. Two outs. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0 for 1 in the game. Meadows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wehner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright strikes out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Root bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Beck moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams bunts towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. Beck moves to third. Root moves to second. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-3 in the game. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wainer fields it and throws to home to get Beck. Root moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Root scores. Pick moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnhart hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meadows strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Beck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates won. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wehner moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 4 in the game. Pick hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Grantham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Grantham moves to third. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 3 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grantham tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Barnhart takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris pinch hits for Lee Meadows. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.